You are listening to Look Who's Talking. This is a podcast about Head Start information, and we are focusing all our attention on our Head Start parents and children. I am Cameron Minter. I am your co-host, and our host is the wonderful Head Start director.
Am I wonderful?
I mean, you know, the adjectives are just so many for you. I got to stick one per show. The wonderful Jessica Coffey.
Hey, y'all.
What's going on, Jessica?
You know, just out here trying to enjoy life, Cam.
I understand that completely.
Trying to enjoy life.
And to the highest.
Yeah, well, right now I'm really hungry, but I'm trying to tell you that I'm trying to say
you're working on your beginning. Yeah, you hangry.
I am. Oh. No, I'm not hangry. It's not to the point where it's hangry.
Not yet, but by the end of the show, you'll be. And
just when you asked me that question, my stomach wanted to respond. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. So what's been up with you?
Just slow motion. I'm trying to trudge to the end of the year. I realize I've been, you know, after a big season of recording, I usually take a trip for professional development, and I didn't do it this year. And I was like, I don't feel like it, blah, blah, blah. But then I realized, I needed that. I need that motivation. I need that push, that drive. So
guess what? I have a question.
What?
You know what? I think I want to add having a poll. because I like to ask questions.
Okay. Poll.
When is it appropriate to put your Christmas tree up?
OMG.
Before Halloween, after Halloween, after Thanksgiving, like, what happens in your house? Because I wanted to put my Christmas tree up like 3 weeks ago, no one did.
My Lord. Okay, so in my household, it has increasingly gotten earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the week of Thanksgiving, because when we have Thanksgiving, my wife wants the house together when we have guests.
Right.
So the week of Thanksgiving is appropriate. Now, it just depends on how far you go out. I mean, how do you do your Christmas decorating? Do you go all out?
You know what? I usually, because this would be, I'm going on my second year being in my house during
And I think the first year,
Christmas.
Weren't you brave enough to be hosting and cooking?
No, that was Thanksgiving.
Oh,
and
okay.
They're coming back, and I'm just like, my God.
Yep. See what you started?
However, I have a Christmas tree where you assemble the pole, put the little ruffles on the top of the pole, and then the tree falls down.
Oh.
That's my tree. So I think I'm going to go get like a tree that you actually decorate.
Yeah.
A fake one, because I'm allergic to the real ones.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do the real one either.
Yeah, no.
But don't you have like a tall place? How tall is your tree?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you got to fill
the
that
little
area.
Tree was about my size.
Oh, Jessica, come on now. If you're going to be Christmas decorating, that's like putting an elf on the shelf and saying, I decorate for Christmas. Come on. You got to put your wreath for your door.
I have a wreath for my door.
And you got to change. Yeah, you got to change everything.
But it's like, who's going to see this?
Well, yeah, that's important.
That means I have to host a party or something.
That means you have to do that.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Do you all do multiple trees?
Oh, yes. I don't want to talk about this because I'm getting stressed. I know.
I'm ready for Christmas.
It's not a great time for me. It's really not.
I feel like it's about the environment you create in your home.
It is. And I love it once it's done, but getting there is the test.
When do you all take your Christmas tree down?
Now see, that's the other thing. We all this work, and then, you know, January 2nd come, you talking about you ready to take. No! I want the twinkles in the living room a little bit longer, you know. But, yeah.
Would you like an all year round Christmas tree?
No. No. No.
I've seen people who do that.
It's not. Yeah. Yeah. I've seen
Valentine's, it's like red and pink and all of that.
That's a little ridiculous. That's just.
You think?
Yeah. Do you celebrate every holiday with decorations?
Guess what? I make up holidays to celebrate.
I know. We're going to talk about.
I make them up. I like celebrating just anything and everything, but I really like celebrating made up stuff.
Right. So
I
is
really
a perfect
do.
Show for you today.
Yeah. Shut
up. Okay. Okay. Well, that's a teaser. That's a teaser. You got to stay with the show to figure that one out.
Oh,
so,
shoot.
But before we get to what we're here to talk about, I think we need to take a coffee break.
So today's coffee break, we are talking about kindness, and it goes hand in hand with our topic today.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember, it costs nothing, but means everything. Kindness costs nothing, but means everything. Think about the time that, you know, a person was the most kind to you.
Mm.
It was probably at the Chick-fil-A line.
No,
they do specialize.
Kindness, yeah, that's deep.
Kindness.
And because
and you know
it's
that,
free.
Exactly.
It don't cost you nothing.
And guess what? That's something even kids can do, because you teach kids how to be kind. Mm. Use kind words, use kind hands. Mm. Be kind.
Yeah, that's a good coffee break with Jessica Coffee. That's a great one. So
that was my slurp.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have to get you another sound effect, because that one's not working. I'm not feeling that one at all. But being kind to each other, that's free.
That is free.
Yeah.
And you know what? You'll test your limits on how kind you can be when you are upset. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
How can I still be kind?
Right.
But I want to not be.
You know when they say you could kill them with kindness?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of them times.
I just think that's being petty, though.
No.
Like.
No, because.
A part of it is.
Yes, a part of it can be, but.
You know
when
I'm
you
mad
respond
at you, and I'm like,
kindness,
thank you, Cam.
Right. It puts it on them. It puts them in a different way.
I guess.
Yep.
But you still mad?
Don't be petty, though.
If you are being nice to someone, even though you're mad at them, you don't feel like that's being petty. Because that's not really what you want to respond in.
But we check our flesh. We keep our check. We keep
Come
our
on,
flesh
Reverend.
Under control. So even though I want to respond with what you're giving me, I'm choosing to respond with something positive that will bring a positive result out of our relationship.
Right.
Even though I want to choke you right now. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
That's good.
Yeah. So.
Don't give what you're given.
Mm-hmm.
Give more.
That's right. And eventually they'll feel like a heel.
Uh-huh.
And say, you know what? Why am I so whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll cause a self-reflection. Anyway.
Well, you know what? Kindness can be you can pass it on.
Pass it on. Yes. Yes. And today we have Cliff Jackson.
What's up, y'all? What's up? What's up?
Jackson in the house. What's
I'm
going
here.
On?
I'm so glad to be in the house. My first time in the studio. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah.
Welcome. For this topic.
Welcome. He is our Community Action Council's Equity and Inclusion Officer.
Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion.
Yeah, I missed one, didn't I?
Yeah, yep. You did.
DEI.
DEI.
So we got to be on our best behavior today.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
We're well behaved.
What? Okay. All right.
We're well behaved,
What's
guys.
Going on, Cliff?
Like I said, just glad to be here. Glad that you guys have me on here to talk about kindness, it sounds like.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That is the topic of today's show. We are talking about kindness, and there is another made-up holiday that's coming up soon.
Another made-up holiday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did that? That was in my head. I didn't mean to say that verbally. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There are a lot of made-up holidays.
There are.
That's true.
There
but
are.
I get into them, so.
I know. You just, like I said, this show is just for you because you said you like to celebrate them all.
Yeah, but it seems like everybody miss Auntie's Day.
Well, yeah, but even in your office the other day, I was like, what are all these green balloons? And it was Boss's Day. I was like, what? Yeah.
That's a big thing. You didn't know that?
Yeah, evidently not.
Oh.
Evidently not. So I miss some holidays.
So I know what
holidays.
You got your boss for Boss's Day.
Bruh. Anyway. As we're glad to have you on the show.
Thank you.
We just want to talk about, you know, probably some of the things, you know, how did you, okay, you're new, you've been here for a minute now. How long?
I've been here about a year and what?
Oh, it seems so much longer. It seems so much longer. One thing I love about you, Cliff, is you've only been here like just over a year, right? But you're involved in everything. Uh-huh. I see you. You are the one that's going to the different ways of that we celebrate, and you're involved, and so much so that people have asked you to host, and all, you know, in such a short time, you have made your mark here at Community Action Council.
Oh, yes. It's got to be involved. Got to be involved, especially when we're trying to change the community and change lives. You have to be involved and put your best foot forward and really speak your mind and your perspective and show kindness, you know what I mean, in everything that you do.
Absolutely. I think you express that. And so, therefore, people want you around. People request you. People want to be in your circle. And that's one of the advantages of being kind, is that it bleeds off on other people, and mm-hmm. people want True. That around them. So kudos to you, bro.
Thank you.
You've been here in such a short time. Man, it feels like at least 2 years.
It honestly does feel a lot longer than what I've been here.
at least 2 years.
And man. That's just because of the love I've been shown and the kindness I've been shown through the staff and just being asked to come to places and to speak at things and to host things. Like I said, being involved is very important to me all my life. I've had to be involved, whether it's in school, outside mm-hmm. of school, in church. Involvement is very important. So thank you.
And I think, too, the role that you
from my parents, truly. Both my parents served in the community. My father was, he retired assistant chief of police in Lexington. My mom currently still serves as a social worker, family service worker for Fayette County Public Schools. So always giving back. I've always been shown ways to do kindness. Some ways to give back to the community. And I do feel as though it stems from there. I do say I've gotten into my profession as a social worker because of my parents. Just seeing what they do and giving back. When I was young, I would always go to different community programs that they do or put on. Just give back, and I've found a true joy in it. It wasn't mm-hmm. about, you know, the pay or anything that I get from it. It was about I'm helping others and putting a smile on somebody else's face, and that always brought me a smile back.
That's good. So what made you come to Community Action Council?
So prior to coming to Community Action Council, I was actually teaching children.
Really?
I was teaching kindergarten at the Carter G. Wilson Preparatory Academy the first year. Taught kindergarten, and I served as a special education para.
And you still kind.
And I'm still kind. but what brought me here is that I still wanted to stay in the field having to do with children. Again, I'm not working with kids directly day to day. But I'm doing things to kind of help affect those kids and those families down the line of the work that I do. So that's what brought me to Community Action Council. I actually applied for a different position originally. And then I got asked to kind of jump in this role as a DEI officer, given that I had a background for my degree.
And I think that's important. You know, you work more with staff.
Yes.
And, you know, with some of the things our staff have to interact with, they are interacting with folks who aren't necessarily in kind situations.
Right.
So how important is it to in your position to talk to staff about being kind?
It's very important. I mean, we're all different in our own ways. And a lot of times in society where there are differences can cause conflict or just discomfort. But you just have to find ways to truly accept those differences and still show kindness, even if you don't understand who they are, or what's happening, or what the situation is. It's not always about understanding, but simply just showing people kindness and allowing them to be themselves and love them for who they are.
Gotcha.
Well, we're going to have to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. You are listening to Look Who's Talking. We are talking with Cliff Jackson.
Hey, y'all.
Stay tuned.
This past year has highlighted the strength of Community Action Council. Every day, our staff works together to help families recover from this crisis. We're educating children at home and in person, helping parents who lost their jobs, and helping households avoid eviction. Our work at Community Action Council has never been more important than it is right now. So why not join us? We have employment opportunities requiring a range of skills from entry level to advanced. Apply online at commaction.com.
Community Action Council's Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program opens on Monday, November 6th, 2023. Appointments can be made online beginning October 30th. Please visit our website, comaction.org, and select Apply Here under Utility Assistance Scheduler to make your appointment. Households wishing to make their appointment by phone can dial 859-300-6960. Dial 859-300-6960.
Community Action Council's Prep Academies have openings in their Early Head Start program for children aged 6 weeks to 3 years old. Spaces are filling up, so now is the time to apply for the upcoming school year. Every child who enrolls receives a full scholarship for the entire school year. To get connected and ensure your young child gets a head start on their education, call Community Action Council at 859-233-4600. You can also find Community Action Council online at comaction.org. That's comaction.org.
You are listening to Look Who's Talking, and we are talking, we're speaking with Clifton Jackson, who is the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer at Community Action Council. So in us talking about kindness, one thing that stands out to me is random acts of kindness.
Oh, yeah.
I've been in the Starbucks line, and the person that says, you don't have to pay.
I haven't experienced that yet.
Are you serious?
It's happened a couple times to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I was happy.
It's definitely happened a few times
I don't recall that. I need that type of kindness in my life.
Listen, that kind of kindness is real. But let's talk about just random acts of kindness and what that does to a person or what effect that will have on a person.
Yeah. Like they said earlier today, it doesn't cost anything to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's paying for somebody's meal, that's nice. It doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. Just saying somebody, giving them words of encouragement throughout the day is kindness. So random acts of kindness, we should do them daily. Kindness Day is not just a day, where we should only do kindness on that day specifically.
Yeah.
Kindness throughout the year.
What are you talking about kindness day? What are you talking about? When is that? What are you talking about?
Well, kindness day is a day dedicated to just being kind. I believe this year it's on November 13th, if I'm not mistaken. But like I said, kindness day should be every day. It's not just on one day. That's not the only day we should focus on it. Especially, like I said, it doesn't cost to be kind. You can be kind in many different ways, many different facets, and do that randomly, whether it's sticking a note on somebody's desk. That's a random act of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's knowing what their favorite candy is and giving it to them, that's a random act of kindness.
Right.
And a lot of times these can cause a ripple effect.
Yeah.
And that ripple effect just speaks to kindness spreading around. As Jessica said, going through the drive-thru, somebody may pay for your meal. If they pay for your meal, pay for the person behind you. Mm-hmm. Cause a ripple effect in kindness and allow it to keep going and going and going.
Yeah, that happened to me in Starbucks. However, I was planning on paying
$5
for
exactly.
my drink.
Exactly.
The person in front of me paid.
You were done.
The person in front of me paid. So I said, oh, okay. Let me pay for the person behind me. And it was like $13. Right. I said, oh, okay. Right. But I paid it. Oh. And you know what? It made me feel good. It yeah. made me like go into the day saying, man, that made me feel good to do something for somebody
else. It's truly rewarding.
See, yeah, for me, kindness makes me feel good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we talk about how other people feel, but it feels good when you're doing something nice or you're doing something kind. That's something that just makes me feel good. And so many people, you don't know what people are going through.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't know what's behind the door. But just, I mean, some people may never get a compliment all day.
Right. Mm.
All day.
Or even a thank you.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And that can truly affect people's day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know my supervisor, sometimes she just writes a note and puts it on my desk. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that was the nicest thing. I am a words of affirmation person.
Yeah.
However, I do accept gifts. But just someone saying, oh, you did a good job, or thank you for thinking about me, or something like that with words.
It goes a long way.
It does. It does.
Mm. Well, World Kindness Day, you heard it here.
Yeah.
November 13th.
So I want to get a little bit into being kind to yourself.
Yes.
I think I'm very kind to myself, but I probably just.
Please tell us about your child.
Delilah.
Yes. That
so
one.
Delilah is my child and she's a purse.
Yes.
I save 5 Christmases worth of money to
there
buy.
There you go. There you go.
However,
that's all right.
Just being kind to yourself. I feel like I have perfected being kind to myself. Can you talk about some ways that
go?
Can you talk about some ways that people can be kind to themselves?
Yeah, for sure. I think it just goes back to really your mental health, making sure that you're touching into that. And just recently, Sharon talked about your emotional budget.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about that. You know, what are you able to give? And a lot of times, if you're not able to give a lot, you need to seek yourself. What can I do kind for myself to put more energy back into me? Mm-hmm. In the field of work that we do as social workers, as advocates, we're always giving out to other people and showing kindness. And that can burn us out at times. Mm-hmm. So it's always important to feed back ourselves. We may take on secondhand trauma just by the stuff we do on a day-to-day basis, and we don't realize how that can affect us in the long run.
Right.
So it's always important to give back to yourself, whether that is seeking therapy for yourself, mm-hmm. going on a hike, doing something that you enjoy, finding your hobbies, mm-hmm. And truly just giving back to yourself and loving on yourself is very important to do.
Right.
That's real, because I know specifically mothers
mm-hmm.
care caretakers
yeah.
so much for the children, so much for other people, and so much, and that moment to look at themselves and say, what do I need? Where am I lacking? Mm-hmm. How can I show myself mm-hmm. kindness? Mm-hmm. It feels a little guilty to even look inward mm-hmm. to see what you need, but in the same breath, you can't keep pouring out if nothing's being poured in.
Exactly. If you're not good yourself, you know, how can you really give to the people that you're serving and the people that you're working with? Yes, you can, but if we're going to put our best foot forward, we have to feed ourselves first. Mm-hmm. It starts there.
That's important, and it's important that we continue to find ways to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about a way that you know, of course, we don't have to use names or anything, but that you just showed kindness that was kind of different.
Towards other people?
Yes. Well, I know you're ready to talk about how you showed it to yourself.
I have perfected this kindness to self. I could talk all day long about that one.
Well, we'll come back to that. How about that
one? I mean, I think one thing that I do just within the office, and not only myself, but, you know, at work, a lot of times we get caught up on certain things, maybe forget to miss lunch, simply asking, you know, hey, what do y'all want for lunch? Making sure other people are okay. That's the way of showing kindness. At work, a lot of times I just simply say thank you to somebody. Let them know how I appreciate it. I may say it 10 times a day to that same person. Mm-hmm. And it may get annoying to them. I don't know necessarily, but I want people to know that I'm appreciative too.
Mm-hmm.
And just showing kindness in every single way that I can, whether it's asking how can I help, how can I assist, whatever it may be, I like to just show kindness however I can help any other people.
You know, you just said something that made me think. Like you said, I probably annoy people saying thank you so much. Yeah. However, I feel like now we are conditioned to not being able to accept kindness.
Mm.
Like, you know, people go and and not say thank you.
Yeah.
And then when you hear somebody say thank you, I'm like, oh,
it's shocking, right?
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
That's true. And we mentioned before the show our favorite fast food place that specializes, and I think this is key, a chicken restaurant that specializes in kindness or specializes in communication.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's telling of what's important to them.
Right.
So what you prioritize, what you find important, you will find a way to let that be heard. So that's why when you get your food and you hear it's my pleasure, it's not just a recording,
right,
or it's not just something that it is very important for that company.
Right.
And I find myself saying my pleasure a lot now. Maybe it is because of Chick-fil-A,
mm-hmm.
but you know, I'll say my pleasure, my pleasure, my pleasure. And it truly is my pleasure, and I understand why they say it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, I'm serving you, but it's my pleasure to serve you.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? You can't say thank you, but it's my pleasure. I'm here for a purpose, and I'm doing what I'm doing because I want to serve others and give back to them.
That's true. That's so true.
It is my pleasure. I like that.
Okay. So
because you don't think about, like, say if I came in here and got you a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go, Cameron. But, you know, me being the giver, like, oh, I get to serve him, you know?
Yeah.
I get to. I don't have to.
Right.
I get to.
And that's what's key. It's you know, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's free for you to make that decision to be kind to someone.
Right.
And you never know where it ends. You never know where it ends, but if we don't begin, then we can never figure out where it can go. Yep. Kindness starts at home.
It does.
Yeah.
It starts at home. So you mentioned that you are the professional of showing yourself kindness.
What is,
besides Delilah,
mm-hmm.
what is another way that
you know what I do? I say a daily affirmation.
Okay. To yourself?
Absolutely.
All right.
I say a daily affirmation, you know, and I do so much because, you know, I'm single, live by myself, like – ain't nobody else to talk to. However, I think it's important that I say a daily affirmation because there are so many times that you are your hardest critic.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can be so negative, like not even knowing, not even being, you know, cautious about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that I noticed, like, oh, I said this and I didn't mean it to lower myself, but then I was like, oh, that's not nice talk. So now I say a daily affirmation to help me have positive interactions with people all throughout the day.
And we also need to have them with our children.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. We definitely need to have it with our children.
Now,
we can remember the things that our children aggravated us about, but can we remember the times that we responded to the things that made us proud? It's important. It's important. And as we deal with Head Start families, it's important that we are affirming our children. I started, and I'm going to say this and we can come to an end, but my grandbaby, I wanted her to know that she was beautiful. And I didn't want some guy later on in life being the first person to call her beautiful, and then that meant something to her. So from birth, I've called her beautiful. And so even now at 9 years old, I can say, hey, beautiful, and it could be a room full of people, and she knows I'm speaking to her. And she'll tell you that she's beautiful. And that's something that just brings me joy because it's affirming who she is. Now, I don't want to create, you know, a monster and saying, yeah, I'm beautiful, you know, but I want her to know that.
You don't want her to respond to a random person. Hey, beautiful.
Right.
Do you know you're beautiful? Yes, I know.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's happened. But, yeah, it's just building that confidence, mm-hmm. building positive vibes and kindness mm-hmm. in our children.
For sure.
I think kindness is confidence, you know? Mm. You can be kind to a person, but in you being kind, that is your confidence in who that person is, or serving that person, or whatever the meaning is to you being kind. Mm-hmm. That's a form for me of confidence.
Absolutely.
And I think just going back to what you said, you know, it starts young. It starts at a young age to teach our children kindness. I always talk to our staff coming to the NEO when I give mm-hmm. them the training. I encourage our staff in the centers to, you know, teach kids at a young age inclusivity. You know, society can tell us certain things or can train us to believe certain things. But a child's mind is that developing stage. You know, they're not born with hate in their heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's our job to teach them how to be kind, how to include somebody. So I always tell them, if you see a child playing by themselves, be the teacher and grab another child's hand and walk over there and show them how to be inclusive, how to show kindness. You know, hey, do you want to play with me? It starts young, and if we start now at a young age, then our future will really change.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cliff, we're so glad to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We love talking with you, love what you're doing, and helping us all be kinder.
Be kind, yes. Y'all. Be kind.
Spread kindness
to one another.
And
if you
yourself.
Don't do nothing else today,
be kind.
Be kind.
Be kind.
What was you going to say, Cliff?
I said, and love yourself.
That's it.
Yes,
yep.
Honey, because I love myself, baby.
Okay.
It starts with me.
I love her.
Okay.
I love her. 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 I love her.
All right, that's the show. We appreciate you listening. Please share the show. Tell your friends, tell your family. You are listening to Look Who's Talking.